And you're very welcome to Screggan in County Offaly. It's day two of the National Ploughing Championships and we are here in the enormous RTE tent. You cannot miss us. Come join us, say hello. When you get here, we have plenty of comfortable seats and we have heat and there's tea and coffee nearby as well. Well, our tent is tiny when compared to the site here at Screggan. It is vast and it is light now amid a very grey sky, but on our way here in the dark and the rain about 2 hours ago, it was slowly coming to life. We drove through the area filled with very shiny, brand new agricultural machinery. Everything that you need for your farm, for your farming-based business is here and so much more besides. Nearly 80,000 came on day one. It is a remarkable multi-generational occasion. Grandparents, parents, children, school trips, politicians, entrepreneurs, big business. It's Ireland's Davos, or Ireland's Glastonbury, as one farmer put it to our reporter Joe Caulfield, as he made his way around as much of the site as possible to hear why people love the ploughing.
It attracts everybody. There's something for everybody, from fashion to the ploughing, to the cattle, education. Meet the president, we met him earlier.
Stretching across 800 acres of Offaly farmland, Europe's largest outdoor event, is drawing crowds of every shape and size. So for the tens of thousands who have descended on Screggan for the first day of the ploughing championships, what are the big events that everyone wants to see?
The ploughing, the crowd and the atmosphere, and thank God it's not raining. We're having a ball, myself and Ava.
Ava, what's your favourite thing about the ploughing?
That there's loads of jerseys and stuff and cows.
Is this your first year at the ploughing? It is?
No, second or third.
How long are you coming?
20 years at least.
And how does it compare? How has it developed over the years? Is it good now as it was the first year you came?
It's as best I know than ever.
Well, we're here at the fashion show. Definitely waiting for that. The bread making competition is coming up down the way there. And
just invested in wellies. Badly needed.
One spot where throngs of young people were headed was the TikTok tent, where young farming influencers were busy live streaming. So has social media made farming more popular with a younger generation?
Yeah, I'd say it is. Like, probably people that are more interested in like the farming sort of side, I think it is quite big for younger people. So it probably brings a lot more young people in, like the back of their scenes on TikTok, and a lot of young people would obviously have TikTok. And, you know, they're seeing it on their own, kind of piques their interest. So I'd say that probably does bring a lot more people that probably wouldn't necessarily live on farms.
We talk to this gentleman from RTE.
Livestock is a major part of the Irish agricultural industry. And Stephen describes what makes Irish beef so unique.
So these are the dairy offsprings off the dairy herd. So the dairy herd in Ireland now is much larger than the suckler herd. So for beef producers, these will be what's wanted into the future, as the national suckler herd is at a slow level in decades.
Why are Irish cattle so in such high demand, and why are they renowned for such high quality?
Our green grass, our long season that grass, cattle go out in February, March, they can stay out till November. So it's the amount of outdoor that they get compared to some of our friends on the continent, which cattle never leave a shed and they're indoors.
So down to the business of ploughing itself. And with over 350 contestants in this year's competition, Jerry gives some advice on what to look out for.
See, it's the way it's the one continuous.
Mm.
It's not in and out, like it's not going to a pint.
Yeah, it's straight as a die there.
Straight as a die, yeah.
And is that the machine or is that the skill?
It's the skill, I'd say. Both. A good machine and, yeah. Adjusting well and set well, yeah.
And how much does the weather contribute to what you're able to do and how well you're able to do it?
I'd say 80 or 90%, yeah.
So ideal conditions?
Yeah, ideal conditions. And good ground and no stones. I'm from the west of Ireland, Galway. We have lots of stones in Galway, yeah, but good land here. All right.
But it's not all business, with live music and entertainment across the week, including Peter Rafter and his family band.
This is the Glastonbury of ploughing, I'll tell you. Brilliant. No, we're a family band. We have a busy schedule for 3 days, so there's entertainment here all day for everybody. I mean, it's an electric picnic, effectively, for the farmers. But there's more than just farming here. There's just something for everybody. I mean, my wife, my daughter, are getting ready this morning to come over because they want to see all the wardrobe stuff and all the kitchen stuff and cooking stuff. So there's something for everyone, you know.
Next up, Glastonbury for Peter Rafter. That was Joe Caulfield reporting there. Well, with us now is our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Angus Cox. Angus, a great buzz there on day one. More networking, more fun today for everyone coming here.
Absolutely, Audrey. And I suppose the first thing worth noting before we go any further, put a bit of a downer on it, is the weather today. Yesterday, the sun was shining. For a lot of it, it was dry. It was expected to be the best day weather-wise. That was reflected in the crowd size. The official attendance for Tuesday, 78,500, which was interestingly up on day one from 2024. And as we heard in Joe's report, anyone and everyone was at the ploughing and they were making the most of it. But we've had heavy overnight rain here around Scraggan and the conditions are a bit more dodgy underfoot, to say the least, this morning. And yesterday was very much about highlighting many of the issues facing farmers and agriculture more broadly, and we'll go into a little bit more about that shortly. But in terms of what to expect from the event itself today, there's going to be very much a focus on showing off farming and the rural way of life again. And there is quite an array there, Audrey, of everything from machinery demonstrations, innovative AI tech for farming, trade exhibitions, that sort of thing. But then there are also many important awareness campaigns for farmers, including from the Health and Safety Authority on farm safety. They're highlighting what they say is a worrying rise in farm deaths this year. We have had 16 already, compared with just 12 for the whole of 2024. Then specifically today, we have events like the All-Ireland Lamb Shearing Championships, the Irish Angus Schools Competition, the semi-finals of the National Brown Bread Baking Competition. And most of these events, they will draw huge crowds here at the ploughing. Yesterday was quite remarkable to see. And yesterday, there was also that strong political element, which we've touched on the programme yesterday and will again, no doubt, with many of the presidential hopefuls in attendance. They're expected to be here across the next 2 days, and with all the big farm groups there, there's also expected to be plenty of back and forth and lobbying between the two.
Well, if anyone's looking for a judge for the brown bread baking competition, I'll be first in line to do that, no problem. And the sky is looking okay. It's brightening up. Anyone coming here, you know, I think you might just escape the worst of it. I think hopefully the rain is coming to an end. What are people saying, those on the front line of farming, that they need help with, Angus?
Take your pick. There are quite a range of issues, but top of the list and the most acute issue at the moment is the nitrates derogation. That's due to expire at the end of this year. Irish dairy farmers, they are allowed to spread more organic manure than other farmers because of the unique grass-based system in Ireland. But that's been dependent on not jeopardising water quality and improving that. Water quality has gradually been improving recently, but now the European Commission is looking at putting a new element into that, saying it's not just about water quality going forward, it's going to be protecting habitats. And how and when, and that needs to be...
And we're the last country in the EU who needs it.
That's a very good point, yeah. From next year, we're going to be the last country, last man left standing in Europe looking for that. So that argument and that debate becomes a little bit more stronger, particularly when you have considerations on the climate side getting louder and stronger as well. So that's very much top of the list. Dairy farmers say if that were to be removed, that would decimate the industry. You also have then the proposed EU-Mercosur trade deal that's been in the news a lot lately. Irish and European farmers fearing a flood of cheap beef coming in from South America, the European Union trying to reassure them, saying we have measures in place to make sure it doesn't impact what you're receiving for your beef or the quality of the produce. But again, with the nature of the record and relationship between farmers and the European Union in recent years, the trust levels aren't necessarily that high. Another big one then, both domestically and also across Europe, is generational renewal, Audrey, or farm succession. The average age of an Irish farmer, it's pushing 60. Only a fraction are under 35. And that's reflective of the impact of some of the issues we're highlighting. It's not as attractive as a career path as it might have been. Minister for Agriculture, Martin Hayden, who you'll be speaking with later, he published a report here yesterday on generational renewal. It had more than 30 recommendations. So it's going to take quite a lot of time to work through it. But organisations such as MOCRA, that's the organisation representing younger farmers, they say we need this action urgently. If we're going to convince that cohort of younger farmers that life on the farm can be viable and attractive for them, we need to see action a lot more quickly. And then, sure, we'll add in one more to the mix, the common agricultural policy reform.
Small matter.
Well, exactly. And that's the bizarre thing is that hasn't received much.
Well, I'm going to actually speak to Martin Hayden about that later, because that is fundamental in terms of farm incomes and subsidising farm incomes as well, particularly in beef, sheep and tillage. So we'll talk all about that to Martin Hayden after 8. Those are the challenges, but I mean, you must have seen farmers there's so much entrepreneurial spirit here as well at the Ploughing Championship. So they are involved in very positive things as well.
Oh, they absolutely are. And one of the really interesting things to see was how they're embracing technology and the innovation there. I touched on AI. There's all sorts of tech that now can be used and adapted to the farm to make that life a little bit easier and maybe cut or save some costs and make that more, the life as a farmer, maybe a bit more profitable, maybe a bit more enjoyable and pleasant. Then you have, I suppose, the innovation around the ploughing itself. It was fantastic to go and see the traditional horse plough yesterday, a method used hundreds of years ago. The dedication, the detail, the focus watching that is fantastic. So the spirit of the rural farmer is still alive and well, and they're very, very positive. And Michael D. Higgins, I think it's worth noting, yesterday, his last ploughing as president, he officially opened it. And one of the things he highlighted was the crucial role, he said, food producers play, how important it is to recognise how innovative and how resilient they've been at a really tricky time in recent years.
Angus, thank you very much. Our agriculture correspondent, Angus Cox, joining us live here from Scragan. Let's get a news update now back in Dublin from Brian. And you're welcome back for the final time this morning on Morning Ireland to Scragan, day two of the National Ploughing Championships. 80,000 people expected again today, and they've been arriving here in their droves in the past 2 hours. And many of them have joined us here at the RTE tent. The comfy seats inside are very inviting. We have stepped just outside to enjoy the bright blue sky, a little cool breeze, but we'll not mind that too much at all because we're joined by a few families here from Dungarvan and from various places in Galway. Sean and Katie Larkin are here. They're from Loughrea. And Katie, you are also known as the Abbey Cowgirl. Explain.
Yeah, so I'm on TikTok and Instagram as the Abbey Cowgirl, where I showcase all things farming, showing cattle. We have simmentals, so we have our simmentals here today and we're showing them at 1 o'clock. So if anyone is around or coming, pop in and say hello.
And what sort of interest do you get online?
Oh, massive interest. Everyone is interested. I think farmers like watching other farmers and what they're doing. I get such good support on TikTok.
What is so great about farming? Because you're a young woman. Why does it attract you?
Farming's always changing, and it's the likes of us young people coming into it and taking over the family farms and changing it up and making it profitable and doing what we want to do.
Sean, you're the dad.
Yes.
What are you doing here today?
Yes, well, we have a commercial simmental herd and a pedigree. So we have pedigree simmentals here today. Our national calf finals are back. I'd say we weren't here in 6 or 7 years, so we're back at the ploughing again this year here and delighted to be back here, you know, to meet our friends from both rural and urban. It's brilliant to meet all.
And how are tougher things at the minute? Are they tough for you?
Things are getting tougher now. You see Mercosur deal now is up in front of us here. You see the CAP proposals, you know, we're on very unsteady ground, you know. But look, let's hope that we come out the good side of this, you know, and that the likes of the younger people here that will come back to the farms and take them over, because, you know, rural Ireland, is the core of farming.
Let's move over here and talk to Tom and Edel Forn and their two children, Ruby, who's 11, Alex is 12. Alex, what are you looking forward to today at the ploughing?
Looking at all the tractors.
They are pretty spectacular. I saw so many of them on the way in. What else?
Getting an O'Neill's jersey.
Have you been to their tent yet?
No.
That's number one on the list. What about you, Ruby?
The O'Neill's tent.
The O'Neill's tent as well. Do you play? What do you play?
Hurling and football.
Oh, good woman. And do you enjoy it?
Yeah.
What's your club?
Medelago and Lady Asia.
Fantastic. And you're out of school today. Tom, what's on your agenda today at the ploughing?
Just have a nice day and enjoy everything here, the ploughing and tractors, and see what the machinery's after turning into in the last few years since I was here.
Edel, what is life like on the farm?
Well, I suppose we both work, but I work for a renewable energy company, CCR Renewables, if I can just give them a plug, in Stradbally. And we get up this morning at 4 o'clock, so we're just hoping to enjoy the day and see. I'm really looking forward to seeing some of the sustainability tents as well, and just to go around and talk to the different people around.
Let's move here to talk to Karen. Karen Nestor. Karen, where are you from?
Carafons. In County Galway.
And where is that? That's outside Dunmore.
Yes, in County Galway, yeah.
And you have your two daughters here, but they have been diverted elsewhere, much to the amusement of Ruby and Alex, who want to go to the O'Neill's tent. That's where they are.
Yeah, absolutely. They're currently down there. They were meant to come up to do this, but they're down there buying stuff.
That's fair enough. What are you looking forward to today?
I think for us locally, we have JFC Agri and Steel to Shed and McHale's from Ballinrobe. So we'll probably go to see them and then venture into TikTok with the kids.
Ah, brilliant. Well, look, all of you, thanks a million for joining us here on Morning Ireland at the RTE tent at the Ploughing. Have a brilliant day. Thank you very much indeed. It's nearly 9 o'clock.